Aircheckdownloads.com.
Capital Breakfast, 5 to 9.
95.8 Capital FM.
Beautiful morning here in Cape Town. Very sunny again in the UK. Quite bright today. That fog will clear. Mist and fog around at the moment in the UK. In Cape Town here, we're a little bit worried because of the arrival of Cyclone Gretel in Johannesburg, which caused chaos and all sorts of damage in Mozambique a couple of weeks ago. At the moment, flat calm here in South Africa. Gabrielle, new single. Dionne Warwick song, Capital FM, just coming up to 3 minutes to 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, 28th of January, live from the waterfront in Cape Town. Mid-morning here, 3 minutes to 11 o'clock. Just seen very happy atmosphere down here in Cape Town. Very clean as well. Cleanest country, cleanest city, certainly, in any country in Africa that I've been to. Absolutely beautiful, everyone. They have a real sense of history as well. Any sort of fairly old buildings here. They date back about 350 years in this town. Any really old buildings they very carefully preserve, which most other places in Africa, they certainly haven't. They flattened them over centuries. We've just seen, talking about people being very happy and laid back, just seen a lorry go past looking up at us. We're right up on the top of this BMW building. Lorry went past underneath with a very amiable, smiling black guy on the back. He's actually just sitting there looking up at everybody from the top of a lorry in an armchair. Just a really relaxed kind of a guy. It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock. You could be here. 0171 484 8958. CT and CT with Howie and South African Airways and somebody this morning will win a holiday to South Africa. Capital FM 484 8958. It's Tuesday morning. It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock, live from the Cape.
Great on 95.8 Capital FM.
Hello, dearie. Sit yourself down and we'll see what your future holds.
This is 95.8 Capital FM, London.
At nine, get on with it, John. The election message from Labour and the Lib Dems after the Tories lose a Commons vote. From Cape Town at 9.03, this is Howard Hughes.
You've gone very red and blotchy this morning. Where have you been sitting?
Well, I've been standing on a windbreak.
Your nose is a thing of yesterday. Your nose is just one huge big
scab. One large beacon.
It's very unpleasant.
On the front of my face.
It's just gone 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's just gone 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
Live from Cape Town, South Africa.
Hey, CT.
With South African Airways.
You're the man for me.
It's the 95.8 Capital FM Breakfast Show.
Tuesday morning, 28th of January, live from Cape Town with South African Airways. You could win a holiday to get down here this morning, 0171 484 8958. And headlines from Africa this morning. From North Africa, a hot new sport in Tunisia is locust tossing. And here in South Africa, we're looking at the legend of the Flying Dutchman. And the other headline this morning, a hairy living man-like creature has been found in China.
Here we are and here we've been and here we go. Rocking around the world with our breakfast show. Here we go. Breakfast all over the world. Here we go.
Otherwise today in the UK it will clear. Some sunshine, 8 degrees your high.
You'll say.
Bomber number one, Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's, 8 minutes past 9 o'clock UK time, 8 past 11 here in Cape Town. It's Tuesday morning, it's the 28th of January. Sorting out your calls. Could win a holiday in South Africa with British Airways with South African Airways.
Ow! Smack, smack, smack.
484 8958. That's the number to call. 0171 484 8958.
95.8 Capital FM. The one that all the others copy. But they just don't get it right.
According to the most popular version of the Flying Dutchman legend, a ghost ship haunts the Cape because its captain once bet his soul, as you do, that he could round the Cape in a storm and failed. In the rather spooky sea mist that you get a lot off this coast, it doesn't seem at all unlikely that the ancient square rigger with its doomed crew might appear. In fact, the Flying Dutchman is sighted near the Cape Peninsula more often than anywhere else. The Cape has got a fearsome reputation for wrecking ships. Part of the reason is the fast-flowing current a few miles offshore. Ships that avoid the current by sailing between it and the coast are at risk if one of the area's violent storms suddenly sweeps in. The Cape of Good Hope was originally called the Cape of Storms. And staying with spooky things, there is a place in KwaZulu-Natal called Ghost Mountain, which was an important burial place for the Nawandwe tribe. It has a reputation for eerie occurrences, usually confined to strange lights and strange noises. The human bones, which are sometimes found near Ghost Mountain, date from a big battle between rival Zulu factions in 1884.
CT in CT with South African Airways.
Aircheckdownloads.com.